Michael King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So if you have questions, recruiting, items, transfer portal, if you're an FBS, and Time at Myrtle Beach brings this up, if you're an FBS player, you can announce you're transferring, but you can't officially be in the portal, the mechanism which gives you the freebie, until the 5th, which is December 5th, which is Monday. If you're an FCS player, you can enter the portal as of, what would it be, a week ago Monday? Whatever, the November, what, the 21st, something like that. And over 100, maybe a couple of hundred FCS players have announced, and some are getting big offers. A few of them are getting big offers because there's some players out of there too. Also, he said, what's the rule about if your coach leaves? It's my understanding. I think the rule is if your coach leaves, you don't have to wait on the portal. They give you like a 30-day window before. That's beforehand, which is probably a fair rule, too. Pretty fair. Lake Norman Buckeye says, Bill, Buckeye fans are in a really odd place. One portion wants day gone now. Other portion isn't there yet, but they're in the prove-me mode. Says there's two issues. Program hasn't continuously regressed, or excuse me, program has continuously regressed since he took over. And number two, he's only lost six games, but two of those were the wrong two. Yeah, we talked about it. You can't lose that game and be a happy place if you're the Buckeyes or Michigan. And Michigan, until the last 2 years, has lost a million of those over the span of about two decades, right? Dating back to the sweater vest. Sweater vest is who got that flipped. Remember the sweater vest? He got hired, he's at the basketball game, and he immediately pointed out Michigan. Immediately said, this is going to change. And it did. Georgia dog. Bill, how can Kirby not be the SEC coach of the year? 15 players drafted, 13 transferred out, 0 signed in the portal. Primed to make another run at a natty. How can he not be the coach of the year? Well, it's a good point. But that's not a Kirby Smart thing. That's a sports thing. They do that in every sport. If you are a coach who's won it before, pro sports, college sports, and your program is known to be a superpower, regardless of who's leaving, you're known to be good regardless. The voters hold you hostage. Now, that may not be fair. The voters, in essence, have this theory. If you are really, really good, and you've won big, and you're expected to continue to win big, and then you come back and win big, that's not really doing enough to be the coach of the year because it was expected out of you. Now, that is not fair at all because it's hard to win big, continue to be expected to win big, and to continue to answer that call. That is incredibly difficult to do. But the voters don't like that story. The voters like the story about whoever it is in any sport who wasn't expected to do as much, who does more. That counts in their brains as more than the guy who's already done more. It's just a cross-the-board rule, unwritten rule. It's true. I mean, does Nick Saban get to win it? Now, he wouldn't win it this year, but all these natties, does he win it every year? That's any sport, college or pro. That's just the way it's adjudicated by the voters. Doesn't make it right. It's just the way it is. Dom in Pittsburgh. Bill, Wolverine Dan also still thinks Michael Hart's the running back at Michigan. So, first of all, Wolverine Dan. Love Wolverine Dan. He's coming to commitments. He's been very loyal to the show. You say, well, Bill, if he's loyal, why didn't he know where Brad goes? I can't answer that. I don't know. But he doesn't know where Brad goes or if Brad exists, and he doesn't know that Michael Hart isn't the running back. Blake Corum is the running back, who wasn't even really available in the last game. I think he got one carry. It's pretty funny, though. Brought a Buckeye in Texas. Everybody's talking about Wolverine Dan. Dan, if you're listening, you know you've made an impact when everybody's commenting on you. On top of the Brad Powers comment by Wolverine Dan, didn't he also say that his wife doesn't age and looks so young people mistake her for his sister? He did. I mean, he was complimenting his wife. Yes, he said that. Yes, he said that. Humble Seeker, Bill, what time is Brad on? Also, who is Brad? Go Meat Chicken. Brad is on, I think, Fridays, the last hour. Ole Miss, do you think he knows who Ole Miss Evie is? She's about to start. Now, Ole Miss Evie's been on this show many times, right? But she's about to assume the Kevin Hagan spot tomorrow. She makes her debut as a every Friday guest tomorrow. And now, for you Alabama fans out there, doesn't mean we won't find somebody else. I'm not actively looking. The reason why I'm not actively looking, every time I go out and search, we need this for the show, and then I go and I find somebody. It just doesn't work. It doesn't fit. You may not notice it, but I notice it. It may be something subtle. Anytime I go out and I try and say, okay, right here, boom, we're putting it there. We're forcing it in here. It doesn't flow right. So if I go out and search, and we've had a million Alabama folks on through the years before Kevin. Never one as good as Kevin. Cecil Hurt's been on, the late Cecil Hurt. God rest his soul. Love Cecil. Cecil's good. Cecil was good. Nobody's as good as Kevin. Nobody, and nobody has his insight. Okay, I'm just telling you. I'm not saying that we can't find somebody, but it's going to have to happen organically. Blake Ruffino happened organically. Kevin happened organically. Ole Miss Evie did organically. Every time I go out and say, okay, this topic, this school, let's find a guy, girl, doesn't matter to me. Locate them, put them in there. It doesn't meet our standards. It just doesn't. I don't know why. Maybe I'm not good at that. It works very well when it's organic. It's just the nature of what we do. I'm not saying everybody treats it that way. We do, though. We do. Clyde in Detroit. Billy, what did I miss? Dan is married. No. I'm not going to read it. No, Dan was talking about a couple things. He said he wins Brad on. But he was talking about how his wife, he outkicked his coverage. He's proud of his wife, proud of his marriage, and she doesn't age. He says when they're out, some people think that's his sister. She's so young looking. Yeah, that's what he said earlier. Jeff, too, brings up the Rose Bowl news. If you don't know, the Rose Bowl did relent. They say, we will check off on this. We will not slow down your expansionist evil plans. You know, technically, I should have been for the Rose Bowl. Holding this up. Because I'm not for expansion. But look, there'd be no reason for me to be for the Rose Bowl because they're going to expand. It just was going to be either 24 or 26. With the Rose Bowl's agreement, it's going to be in 24, if you missed the news. Jeff, too, is very anti-Rose Bowl, says, I can imagine Satan is digging his way out of an avalanche this morning because the Rose Bowl relented and is agreeing to the playoff committee's terms for expansion to happen before the current contract ends. Satan is down in Hades right now, covered in snow. Avalanche-level snow because of what the Rose Bowl has done here. Trying to dig his way out to be evil again. Let me just explain. I'm going to give you the cliff notes. Yes, the Rose Bowl has relented. They are going to expand in 24. And this is not a new contract. This is just an addendum. They're still going to finish out the 12-year contract, just with more teams, up to 12. So an additional 16 teams. Doesn't have to be individual teams or separate teams, but 16 more slots open up over the next 2 years. Well, from 24 to 25, and then into the future. But under the contract, 16 more teams. 8-8, in case you're wondering about the math. And because of that, ESPN, and they are not bidding that out until this contract is over, so ESPN will have the sole rights for the last 2 years of the contract, but with 12 teams now, which adds an additional about $500 million to the already payouts and revenue that is brought in due to the TV money. So it's not a new contract. It's just a couple of addendums to it. More teams, more money. Then when they bid it out to start 26, which will be the new contract, all those networks will start fighting. And they will not make it a sole network property. It'll be split up, and there'll be even way more money. That's the whole point. All right, Mike Farrell, if you have anything recruiting, transfer portal.
Good morning. Traffic's still a little bit heavy out here on 840 westbound at 65 in Williamson County, where we had an earlier crash. Just busy where you would expect there, 40 westbound. Coming past the airport through Hermitage and Donaldson, still some slow-go traffic through Kingston Springs this morning. That's been bogged down pretty good. 40 eastbound. Coming in from Dixon County, it's been frustrating trying to get through the Kingston Springs area in Pegram. Nash Painting Services, all of Middle Tennessee. These guys are absolutely the best. I've dealt with them for years. Check out the references at natchpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for a trusted partner who knows AT&T business inside and out? ABS Communications is an organization built on the premise that telecom solutions and working with companies like AT&T can often be complicated, and the customer needs someone to help them navigate through these complexities. They make complex simple. Whether it's helping maintain, manage, or secure your business, ABS Communications is here to help all your business telecom and mobility needs. Their business was built with the goal of simplifying the process of connectivity for the customer and establishing a long-term long-term relationship of trust through transparency and accountability. ABS Communications is a top 5 AT&T authorized agent with over 200 years of AT&T technical experience. You can call Mark and the gang at 615-349-8588, or you can visit their website at abscomm.net. And remember, mention the McFarland Show to ABS, and you could get up to $250 in a Visa gift card for new ABS business customers.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process, except that she wanted to buy a home. But her Realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
It's a Bill King Show.
Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, will Saban actually coach that 24 quarterback? At some point, he's got to hang it up. Nothing lasts forever. I want to repeat, Nick Saban is doing his favorite thing right now. He's not trying to get to a moment in life to where he can go sit on the beach.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 47. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high near 58. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Mike Farrell with us. Mike, before we fire away questions, etc., tell everybody how they can get your content.
How are you, Bill?
Good, sir. Appreciate it, man.
MikeFarrellSports.com. I'm trying to keep my head above water with recruiting in the portal, and I don't know. It's just insane. And it's going to get worse. Monday, FBS portal opens, and everybody will lose their mind.
It's overwhelming, but also exciting simultaneously, right?
It's very fun. You know, I mean, it's like free agency in college football. So, you know, what's happening, though, is that the mainstream college football writers are now having to cover recruiting, essentially. And a lot of guys out there are realizing how hard it is to cover recruiting. We've known it for years. You have so many moving parts and so many rumors and so many this, that, and the others. And now it's essentially recruiting on a college landscape where, you know, kids are transfer portaling and then going on visits. And it's not fun, but luckily we're trained for this, I guess.
Clyde in Detroit, and he brought this up to me a couple of weeks ago. Not a new topic, but Dante Moore – and the likelihood that he decommits from Oregon seems to be increasing, right?
There's rumors out there. So I'm on the opposite. I think Dante Moore, everything I know about him, is an extremely immature, level-headed human being. You know, not into NIL, not into this, that, and the other. Choosing a school for not just Kenny Dillingham, because that's the big key here, Kenny Dillingham leaving Oregon, going to Arizona State. And when you lose your offensive coordinator, especially with a defensive head coach in Dan Lanning, you worry. Everybody's coming at this kid. Michigan, Notre Dame, Michigan State, Miami. I mean, you name it. Every school wants him, even if they have a quarterback in this class. But everything I'm hearing is that there's not a lot of worry. You know, they're taking care of him. You know, they're babysitting. But there's not a lot of worry that he's going to flip from Oregon. So I see the rumors. They make sense to me. But if I'm an Oregon fan, I'm worried, but I'm not as worried as I would normally be.
Mike, is it fair to say that of the 5-star quarterbacks in this class, and it's a heavy, top-loaded class, he's the most ready-made?
I believe so. Malachi Nelson is another one that you could – so I've got Malachi Nelson as one, and Dante Moore is 1B. Dante Moore is more accurate consistently as a high school quarterback. He sees the field a little better. There's more of a, I mentioned that maturity. He's ready to plug and play. Malachi Nelson has a little bit higher ceiling when it comes to his skill rate, but he's not going to play. You know, Caleb Williams is this guy at USC. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he's pretty good. So Malachi's going to learn under Caleb, whereas Dante Moore. Now I'm hearing Bo Nix might come back, despite the fact that Dillingham's gone. He might come back to Oregon. So we don't know, but Dante Moore is more likely to play. But it's he and Malachi Nelson to me that are the ones that are ready to go.
And some say that Nico Amoleva has the most ability of all of them. He's just raw.
Very raw. You know, he's got that, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. He's got that, you know, small forward body. He's got to fill out. It reminds me a little bit of Hendon Hooker at high school. Now, Hooker wasn't as efficient with the football. Nico doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't throw picks. Very smart player. But similar body type build. Ceiling-wise, it's really hard to figure out who the best quarterback in this class is because it's so good. You know, I think it's Malachi Nelson, but when you're talking about ceiling and raw talent, you've got to put Nico in there. You have to put, honestly, Jackson Arnold in there because he has that arm, and we all see how enamored NFL scouts are with the Will Levises and Quinn Ewers of the world with their magical arms. You know, and then, of course, the name I don't mention is Arch Manning. And who knows? I mean, the Mannings turned out to be pretty good. Betting against his success is probably dumb. I'm the only one in the industry that doesn't think he's, you know, the number one player in the country.
Mike Farrell with us talking recruiting and portal. Mike, is there a player from the FCS? Because since, what, a couple of Mondays ago, they've been able to announce, and I see your tweets on it, about all these announcements. Is there a number one player so far from that level that everybody's looking at?
There's a few of them. You know, and it's funny because the names, I'm still gathering and learning the names. Okay, so to me what it is that, oh, there's an offensive lineman for Rhode Island I've never heard of. Who's this kid? And then he ends up getting 15 offers because we watched the film. And even the coaches don't really know his name. But yeah, there's a few of them. There's a kid up here in Connecticut from Yale who has arguably one of the best mustaches I've ever seen in my life. Offensive lineman as well. But the kid, you know, that I really think there's an FCS prospect from Tallahassee. Xavier Guillory. Have you heard of him? So he's a kid from the Midwest who's probably going to go to Arizona State and play for Kenny Dillingham. He's from Idaho State. Super big numbers last season. Just got Nebraska. He's probably going to get about 10 more offers. And I think he's going to be one of those instant impact guys, similar to what we saw from, you know, guys coming out of Wyoming. You know, sort of a smaller school kid that has big numbers. Can he transition? But in the Pac-12, I think he's going to probably go to Arizona State, get a great opportunity there, put a big number. So Xavier Guillory, but it's the linemen that I'm learning about because a lot of these kids weren't on the radar, if you remember, out of high school. They just weren't. You know, so it's really just a process for me. It's a Johnny Cornelius is the kid that I'm talking about from Rhode Island. He's got Penn State now. He's got probably 15 massive offers. I don't know anything about a Johnny Cornelius except I watched his film real quickly, and I've got to dig in and learn who he is. But he's probably going to end up at a Penn State or a Michigan or someplace like that and make a major impact next year, and no one's ever heard of him.
Here's the thing. Watching your tweets about these FCS kids, and let's just stay with the offensive linemen, there are 6'6", 320-pound kids left and right. Everywhere.
Everywhere. And that's what the portal wants, okay? So the portal, it's not that the portal's an entity, but if you're a college coach, you know, okay, it's great that there's some skilled kids out there. You obviously want that, you know, but it's almost like wide receivers are kind of a dime a dozen. I'm looking for a big kid who's athletic and can move because those are the places that I want to plug in because my freshmen aren't going to be ready. The assumption is, my 2023 class isn't going to be ready, and my 2022 class might not be ready either. So, you know, you get an Andrew Armstrong, wide receiver from Texas A&M Commerce, who's got a ton of offers. He's going to visit Arkansas. He's probably going to take four other SEC visits. That's great. But it's the big guys. When I see the big guys go in there, and I've never heard of most of them. You know, they weren't on the radar in high school. I don't know who Missouri State transfer offensive lineman Ian Fitzgerald is. But I pop in the film, and it's not the old days where you pop it in. You're watching this film on Huddle. Wow, this kid's big. He can move. And coaches, it's like moth to a flame. It's unbelievable how much they want these unknown big guys to put into their offense immediately. It's remember the JUCO years. You would find a JUCO kid, plug and play. Now it's the portal, especially with these big guys.
Tennessee fans have been on me. Joe Milton, they're saying will be the quarterback next year. He's so inaccurate. He's 6'5", 250, but he can't hit a barn from 5 feet. And they've been on me. They think I've been too hard on him. I think, look, and I've been told that they really like this Taven Jackson kid they got out of Granger, Illinois, Indiana. I should say that they redshirted, and they got Nico coming, and you've talked about. Do you think, first of all, what did you see in Taven Jackson, and is he that kind of quarterback as a redshirt freshman, or do you think they'll get in the portal and Heupel will try and bring in a conduit to Nico?
No, they'll get in the portal for sure. There's going to be so many quarterbacks in the portal. Honestly, you'd be foolish not to take one. And it doesn't mean that, you know, Moore or Milton or whoever isn't going to be the guy. It doesn't mean that Nico's not going to be, you know, given an opportunity to play as a true freshman. But you have to. You can't short your quarterback room. I mean, we saw that at Oklahoma this year. You know, that room was left dead with Spencer Rattler leaving, Caleb Williams leaving. Not a great job recruiting. They got Dylan Gabriel, but they probably should have taken another one. If you're short in your quarterback room now with the portal, it's really a coaching mishap. It's on you. So Heupel will go in the portal. There's a lot of good ones in there. You know, there's connections. That's the other thing about the portal is you have to connect the dots. You know, which coach recruited which kid out of high school who's now at his third school since then that has a connection to the Gabbert kid at Miami of Ohio. I don't know. It's a you got to do detective work. But they will get one. Now, Gaston Moore has talent. Josh Heupel's system is simple. You know, it's not a difficult system. There's not extravagant routes. There's not 80,000 different things and checks you have to do. So I think they'll be okay. Joe Milton just has a fastball. He's nothing but a fastball. And that's what he was in high school, just nothing but a fastball. He doesn't learn touch, and that's a problem.
Well, he's got, in pitching terms, he can throw it 100. He can't locate it, though. That's a problem.
Nope. No, I remember at a camp in Florida, I was at. Everybody's like, oh, my God, Michigan loves this kid. He's great. He's great. I saw him at camp, and I'm like, wow, this kid could throw a 15-yard out, like, on a dart. And then he threw, like, he tried to do a little 7-on-7, a 5-yard. He hit the kid right in the head as fast as humanly possible, right in the face with a football. And I'm like, whoa. Okay, he can't tone it back. And he could be accurate even on 5-yard passes if you're accurate, but it's got too much zip on it. You're not completing that pass. So that's kind of who he is. And I don't think you can get that out of him. It's been a lot of years. So Heupel will get in the portal. Moore will get his chance. But I think it's going to be a very attractive offense for a portal quarterback.
Rick asks, what about Michigan and recruiting after beating the Buckeyes again? Do they even get another boost because of this?
Oh, the Yale offensive lineman is Nick Gargiulo. I want you to go on my feed and Farrell Sports and at Farrell Portal. Check out his picture. He looks 38 years old, and everybody's all over this kid as an offensive lineman, and he's from Yale. To that point, Michigan struggled a little bit recruiting at the beginning of the season because Harbaugh flirted with Minnesota. You know, and that will set you back. That'll set you back with the Dante Moores of the world. Next year, recruiting is going to be very, very good for them. Now, Harbaugh doesn't go after everybody like Ryan Day. You know, he doesn't go into the Southeast for every 5-star or Texas or California. He recruits to his strengths and what he likes. But now that Michigan product is so much more attractive than it has been in, I can't remember the last time. You know, 2 straight playoff appearances, he's going to be able to recruit at a top 10 level. And that's where things could get a lot more fun for Michigan because offensive line's great, running backs are great. You know, he plays his system with the quarterbacks, play action. Wide receiver is an area they have not recruited well. And I think that's going to be an area you're going to see in 2024 that they take a big step up in.
Does Peyton Bowen
I'll ask again, stick with Notre Dame?
I think he does. I mean, Oregon feels they have a chance. Oklahoma feels they have a chance. Texas A&M throwing NIL stuff at him. He hasn't decommitted yet, so to me, that means that he wants to go to Notre Dame, and it's going to take something incredible to flip him. That being said, the second I say this, he'll probably flip to Oklahoma. That would be the one I would worry about the most is Oklahoma, but I think he's going to stay with Notre Dame.
Florida State just went 9-3. They're playing their best football in quite some time, probably since that 16 season when they went to the Orange Bowl and ironically played Michigan. Is this going to be a bump for them?
Yes. You just had somebody on. I don't know his name, but you just had somebody for Florida State on. And I'm getting
TJ. Yeah, TJ.
I'm getting dragged in the Florida State world. And it's kind of fun because Florida State has been so mediocre for so many years. You know, obviously back in, you know, whatever it was, 2013, when Jimbo won the national championship, they were on the top of the – it's been almost a decade since Florida State's been relevant. So I said this season Norvell wasn't going to win six games. I said this season that their offense wasn't going to be good. I was wrong at every point. And Florida State fans have come out of the woodwork, and they're excited about this program. Recruits are excited about this program, too. Now, I'm not saying this is going to take them into top 10 recruiting classes like they had under Bobby Bowden, because the landscape is a lot different in Florida than it was when Bowden was doing that. But recruiting will get an uptick here. Norvell started this job in COVID. You know, he was up against it from the start. He hasn't truly been able to recruit an elite class because he hasn't had winning, and he's just starting to you know, establish those relationships in state. So I expect them to get a big, big jump. Miami's going to be great at recruiting, and that's what Cristobal does. Florida's the one I'm worried about a little bit. You know, they have some momentum, but their season didn't end well. That's the one that I worry about, because if Billy Napier doesn't close, we all know Florida fans don't like that. They're spoiled by Urban Meyer. And if they have a clunker down here at the stretch, that's going to get ugly.
Only 30 seconds. Does Hugh Freeze make a rapid impact on Auburn recruiting?
No. I mean, he's a good recruiter. He's a good coach. Auburn will get back into Georgia. That's the one thing I couldn't understand. Gus stopped recruiting Georgia heavily. Harsin had no idea how to recruit down there. That will help in Georgia. They've always been a top 15 program recruiting-wise, so I think they're going to stay that way. A good hire, smart hire, but I don't see an exponential jump in recruiting for him.
Mike, tell everybody one more time, and somebody just went to your site and pulled up that kid that's at Rhode
Great.
Island, the mustache guy. But
Yale, yeah.
What can they do to get your content
again? Did you see the picture?
I do. I'm looking at it. Looks like Mel Kiper at about 35 with a mustache.
That is a handsome man. LightGirlSports.com. And this show, honestly, it's like bullets flying at your head, Bill. It's unlike any other show I do every week. It is like rapid fire bullets at your head. It keeps me alive. It keeps me on my toes. So thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you soon, sir. Appreciate it, man.
See ya. Bye.
Mike Farrell. All right, he addressed the Florida State thing. He said, you guys are coming at it. Jim and Jupiter come. Allen in Tampa got out that excavator, was coming after him with the claw thing on there. Boys won't settle down. Hey, that's fair game, man. Good enough. All right, we'll take a break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still staring live at this crash out here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro. It looks like a truck was involved on 24 eastbound, just past Highway 231, before you get to Joby Jackson again. It is really slow out here through this section of Rutherford County, eastbound on I-24, again, right at Highway 231 and Joby Jackson on this crash. Still some traffic volume over here on 65 South, trying to get down past Trinity Lane. It's still pretty busy through Kingston Springs. I still see that delay on 40 eastbound, coming in from Dixon County there, again, through Kingston Springs and Pegram. Hey, attention dentists, Dental Staff School wants you to know they can help you with qualified dental assistance. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get a taste of the tropics without ever leaving Nashville at Hawaiian Izakaya. The Heart, voted to have the best creative cocktails in Music City. Located inside Bento Living Chestnut Hill, The Heart is open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drinks Tuesday through Sunday. Plus brunch on the weekends. Expect fresh, locally sourced shareable plates, poke, yakitori, handcrafted cocktails, and aloha vibes. Visit theheartnashville.com to view the menu and make a reservation today.
Hey, it's Sammy Kincaid, host of Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, listen in as I highlight women in sports from high school to the pros, athletes and administrators. And you know what? Let's talk some ball with women covering the game across the country. Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid is every Saturday morning. Listen in on Nashville Sports Radio from 9 to 10 a.m.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Tomorrow, Ole Miss Evie makes her debut as an Every Friday guest, not debut on the show because she's been on the show many, many times, but makes a debut. And we have Brad back. Despite somebody in Huntsville not knowing this, I'm not going to name names because I like the guy. And he's coming in from Detroit, even though he lives in Huntsville, but he's from Michigan. Brad will be with us hour three. In case you're unaware of this, hour three for Brad. Let's take a call. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. It's cold here, so I can't imagine what it's like there. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Yeah, it's chilly. It's definitely, you know, we got faked out. I was at the Rutgers game a couple weeks ago. It was like in the 70s, and then boom, it was like someone flipped the switch.
I bet.
Hey, I really feel bad for Mickey Joseph. Do you think he had like a breakdown after he didn't get the big job that he coveted?
I just read, just for everybody, interim coach Mickey Joseph got arrested for domestic assault yesterday and was jailed. I don't know if he's out on bond. I didn't read this much of the story. I don't know. I don't know that situation well enough to have any idea what happened other than he obviously is in some trouble.
You know, Bill, I was hoping maybe they'd bring him back as an assistant just to keep some continuity there. But now, you know, know, he'll be coaching at some NAIA school or something.
If he's lucky. Yeah, if he's lucky. I mean, now he'd be having a lot of trouble getting a gig, period.
You know, Bill, when I listened to the Matt Rhule press conference the other day, and he said, well, we're going to recruit Texas and New Jersey, I'm like, oh, we got another one that's coming into our state now.
Yeah, Nebraska hadn't been since Dr. Tom. Nebraska haven't really been a problem recruiting over there. And I mean, they're not going to be able to come in there and bully everybody because, heck, Notre Dame's all in there. Ohio State is. Penn State is. Michigan is. Alabama is. Georgia, everybody's in there. But you're right, Nebraska, it'll take Matt a little while to reestablish that. Those schools don't know him. Well, they know him, but they don't know the Nebraska program like they do the ones I just mentioned.
You know, I'll be rooting for him. Anyone that I know that has either played for him or interacted with him just said he's a phenomenal guy. One of my son's friends was a quarterback for him at Temple, and he just raves about him. I mean, what he did at Temple after Steve Adazio, who I think is a terrible head coach, he might be a great position coach, but he was horrible. He inherited Al Golden's team and like basically ran him into the ground. And to see what Matt Rhule did there, and then, I mean, the resurrection in Waco was amazing. You know, I'm really happy for him.
He gets $48 million over the next 4 years from his previous job, plus the new money. How about that gig?
Did you hear him at the press conference? He's like, listen, I'll be making the same amount of money if I was on a golf course. I wanted this job. Like, it's amazing. Like, he could have literally just did broadcasting, did something else for the next 4 years, but he wanted the coach. It's great. You know, and I think the Luke Fickle's a great hire also.
I do too. I think both of those fits are ideal.
Bill, this weekend, don't you want USC to lose? I want Ohio State in this mix just to upset the apple cart and to make our Ohio State fans happy too. But I would love to see them play Michigan again just for the drama.
I would too, but if you're Ryan Day, you really want to play them again? You apparently don't have the formula.
No, I know.
I mean, what if Ryan Day becomes, okay, not only the first coach to lose back-to-back to Michigan since John Cooper, but the first coach ever to lose to them twice in a season? How about that stat?
I want to go back to the kids that received the $16 million proceeds and go, okay, we need a refund. You didn't quite perform the way, you know, we thought you were going to perform.
That's my – I don't know if Ryan Day needs it. Ryan Day needs Southern Cal.
He'll be wearing some scarlet and whatever this weekend. I'm telling you, he'll be rooting for USC.
All right, Jim, be good up there, buddy.
Hey, have a good one, Bill.
You too. No, Ryan Day'd love to get another shot. But I think I'm being realistic in asking, you sure you want that? And I'm sure publicly he would, and I'm probably privately he would. But has any Buckeye coach – we already have the John Cooper stat, right? Last guy. Has any Buckeye coach ever lost to Michigan twice in a season? Meaning you have to play them in your finale and then somewhere in the postseason. Remember, they were talking about that, just to repeat. In 06, when it was 1-2, they were talking about that could be the BCS game. That could be a repeat game. Didn't, but it was discussed. I remember we spent time on the show that week leading up to that game. So, USC loses. I'm just saying, what if? Buckeyes get in. Buckeyes would have to beat Georgia, I'm assuming, and then get the winner of Michigan TCU, which would be Michigan, I'm assuming. Would that make you happy, Buckeye fans? What if you got to the championship but lost to Michigan again? Oh, I just have to stop Twitter. I'd have to quit Twitter for the next day.
Good morning. I'm still staring live at this crash out here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro. It looks like a truck was involved on 24 eastbound, just past Highway 231, before you get to Joby Jackson again. It is really slow out here through this section of Rutherford County, eastbound on I-24, again, right at Highway 231 and Joby Jackson on this crash. Still some traffic volume over here on 65 South, trying to get down past Trinity Lane. It's still pretty busy through Kingston Springs. I still see that delay on 40 eastbound, coming in from Dixon County there, again, through Kingston Springs and Pegram. Hey, attention dentists, Dental Staff School wants you to know they can help you with qualified dental assistance. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football.
Let's go!
You can stream live, local, and primetime regular season games on your phone or tablet. 45-minute game replays and more.
That's how you do it right there.
This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Wherever you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com/radio and start your free trial of NFL Plus today. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap throughout the offseason. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy. This week is Champions Week. We've got stuff going on from Nashville. We've got Jeff Burton and Dale Earnhardt Jr. still talking about Ross Chastain and the move at Martinsville. And Roger Penske is getting a big award. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interview, stats, and info every single weekday right here. Like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 47. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high near 58. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Here's a question I've been asked. Ben said, I've got this for Johnny, and I've thought of this too. Said, a few weeks ago you mentioned that the crew inspects, meaning Johnny, the players' uniforms, meaning the pants have to be over the knees. And he says, it seems like through the years, the pants keep getting shorter and shorter. And it leaves those knees unprotected. Two things about that. And I was thinking the same thing. I see pads over the knees all the time. I hate that look. It looks like a football player wearing shorts in a football game.
I'm not a big uniform guy, meaning I like color and I like this and I like this combination. I'm not into all that stuff. A lot of people are. I'm not. But it does irk me when I see players wearing their football pants, uniform, their pants, and it looks like they're wearing shorts. The knees are fully exposed. So I'm glad you said, I missed that. You sent that to me in a message for Johnny, and I missed it. So, Ben, I apologize. I didn't see it. I just now saw it. I was going through some of my messages on, that was on Facebook, I guess, Messenger. But that's something, I cannot stand that look. It seems blasphemy wise when it comes to football. I hate that look. And it's dangerous. Now, frankly, I don't know. I guess it is dangerous because you have that level of padding. But if you hit somebody directly on the knee, that padding, I guess, can help some. But that knee's not meant to get hit at all. Doesn't matter which direction you hit that knee. It's not meant to bend in the opposite direction. It's not meant to get hit from the side either. Either side, inside or outside. So I don't know if the padding over the knee helps that much, but it's better than nothing, right? But I hate the look. More than anything else, I hate the look of it. That's the part. A quick one, then I'll get Jim. Just Business says, Bill, it's so cold in Huntsville that they're having mass hysteria, I should say. And the brain functions. UAB hire came from left field. Big surprise. Yeah, I didn't know Dilfer was interested in that, and I didn't know if they were looking at it. By the way, the AD at UAB is a Tennessee Vol, Mark Ingram, and not the running back from Alabama. Mark Ingram, who I believe is a long snapper, right, at Tennessee. He's the AD there, and he's the one that made that connection, made that call. And Dilfer is at Lipscomb Academy, and they're about to play, I think today, yes, in the state championship. And did they play CPA today, guys? I haven't been keeping up much this year as much as I usually do. Anyways, one of my sons is on the way with some friends to that game. It's in Chattanooga. And, yes, we let him he's a senior. We let him skip school to go to this game. Came and asked us last night, and he's going actually with some. He's really good friends with players on that team, and one of the players on that team is a top-rated junior in the States, one of his good buddies, so wants to be there to support him. Jim in Jupiter, where it's not cold, I'm assuming. What's up, Jim?
Oh, I have something to say, and then you bring up something, and it just gets me to another, you know, tangent where I want to talk about it, but I know I don't have time, but I'm going to call you back tomorrow about this equipment thing because I have so many thoughts about that.
Okay.
But anyway, Billy, did you ever think 3 years ago that Jordan Travis would look like this as a quarterback at this level of football?
Jim, I didn't know he'd still be the quarterback.
I honestly was begging him because I could see the talent, the elusiveness. Like, I was like, make him a slot receiver. I mean, you could see the talent, but I didn't even know if he could throw a forward pass when he got here.
I know. Yeah, it's an amazing transformation, and give Norville credit, man.
Well, that's what's so beautiful. So he comes over here, and Club Willie can't even see that this guy's a talent. And to Jordan's, luckily for him, he stuck it out. And Norvell made this guy that couldn't pass the ball into the best player in the state of Florida and one of the top quarterbacks in the nation this year. I mean, and if that guy comes back next year, which he will, I think, because he's not an NFL guy, come back, make a mill, you know, an NIL and have one more run at things and make it to where you never have to pay for another meal in the state of Florida. And that's why I'm not so worried about next year. People are talking about falling back. And yeah, I don't know. Could we win 8 games? Sure. But we're not falling back as a program. We're ascending. And Jordan as our quarterback next year, we're going to be in the mix for the ACC next year.
I think that's reasonable. I wouldn't have thought
I'm not
before.
Going too crazy. You know, you got these people talking about the playoffs and stuff. You know, there's so many holes on this roster. These aren't Florida State type. This is a Florida State type of roster. But we've got the coaching. We get that talent in, and we're going to be real, real good. So you all have a good one, and I'll call you tomorrow about that equipment.
All right, Jim. Appreciate it, man.
I got a lot of thoughts on that.
Jeff Tu says Michigan and Ohio State have never played twice in the season. Which I didn't think so, but I'm certainly not in my memory. Pre-Woody Hayes or something, but he's looked it up. He says that has not happened. Ole Miss Evie makes her triumphant return, except this time it's every Friday, starting tomorrow, and then Brad in Hour 3. Despite what people think, Brad in Hour 3. Lash Bob.